You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. Your host, Shangela Pierce, an intuitive healer from Sedona, will guide you to understand your innate spiritual powers for manifesting health. Shangela and her guides, I Am, are here to reacquaint you with these miraculous powers for improving your health and inspiring others to do the same. Join us today as you begin a new journey of enlightenment. Here is Shangela.
Welcome to Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. I am your host, Shangela Pierce. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the basic principles of the Law of Attraction. Before we begin, let's talk about this week's special. Save 15% off our guided meditation for self-healing by visiting our online store. That is seekwithinyou.com/store. Intentions. Let's take a moment and set our intentions for this podcast. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. What is it that you would like to manifest today? What questions do you seek answers for? Ask your questions and let them go. Allow the answers to come to you. So far, we have talked about what it means to embrace your spiritual power. We have explained to you the necessity of allowing energy to flow. We have talked about the importance of self-love. Now we wish to step back a little and set the foundation of embracing your spiritual power. In order to do that, you must understand the creative world in which you live. In this day and age, you call that the law of attraction. It has been called many things throughout the existence of this planet, but for now, that is your understanding. So we will address it as such. This, as you know, is a creative world. That means you create every aspect of your life. The law of attraction is not something that is partially happening. It is happening all the time. The law of attraction explains how you live your life. So again, it is important to understand this concept in order to understand how you have created what you have created thus far. If you feel you already understand this concept, continue to listen, for we may bring clarity to you. We may also address it in a different way that offers you another perspective. Again, this is a creative world, and you are creating every aspect of it. You have been using, per se, the law of attraction your entire life. But most do not understand this and thus have developed certain types of thoughts and behaviors that do not serve them in creating a life of abundance, a life of health, a life that brings them joy. The way in which the law of attraction is explained by us is a simple ask, answered, allow principle. You ask, and it is answered 100% of the time. Now, that concept in itself is challenging for many to believe. Why is that so? I have asked for many things and have not received it. This cannot be true. Please listen, and we shall delve more deeply. The major aspect of the law of attraction is the allowing aspect. You must allow. That is generally where most of your focus should be placed, on allowing, relaxing into it, and allowing the energy to flow, allowing your mind to relax and let go, and allow the manifestation to come into your reality. Again, most should put most of their effort on the allowing aspect. Because once you learn that aspect, you will see that what you ask for is answered 100% of the time. And when we mean that, we mean the things that you really want to bring into your reality. Because you are asking for a lot that you do not want into your reality, and you can see that that is answered for you. What you're trying to do right now is consciously manifest a life where the things that you really desire come into your reality more often than not. To master the law of attraction will bring you forth a life filled with abundance and joy and health and everything. We will be here to guide you, to help you learn to allow, to help you place your focus on the things that you desire. It requires a lifestyle change, but you can do it. You can improve your health and have everything you want. I know it may seem that we are repeating ourselves, but we want to ingrain this into you. We want you to feel this, to feel that you can become. You literally have to retrain yourself to become who you are destined to become. Up to this point, you have unconsciously trained yourself to believe you cannot have that which you desire, that you are unworthy of it. But again, you learn to allow step by step with the guidance from the non-physical, and we will help you to become. This is a matching vibrational universe. Again, you are all energy, every aspect of you. You are vibrational, energetic beings. And thus, you vibrate because you are energy. Everything that comes into your reality is because it matches vibrationally to your frequency that you are putting out to the universe. Like frequencies attract like frequencies. In our teachings, we like to use a vibrational scale of 0 to 100. 0 being the lowest vibrational level, and 100 being the highest, your highest potential. 50 being the midway between 0 and 100. Above 50, you are operating vibrationally at a higher frequency than below. Above 50 is what we like to call the feel-good zone, where you feel good and you're more in alignment with who you are. Below 50, you are less in alignment with who you are, and overall, you feel bad because of misalignment. The numbers are arbitrary, but are used to help you understand the concept. Again, like frequencies attract like frequencies. If you are vibrating, let's say at a level of 30, you will attract into your life people, places, situations that are a vibrational match to 30. 30, being below 50, is not necessarily a level in which you would want to maintain. And thus, in this area below 50, you attract things that you don't necessarily desire. We will help you to raise your vibration so that you spend most of your time above 50 in the feel-good zone, where you are healthier, happier, and more abundant. You can do it. You can heal. As you raise your vibration from any level, from 29 to 31, it will feel better to you. From 29 to 49, it will feel better for you. We say this so that you understand it is a steady raising of your vibration that you are desiring to experience. We are not saying to jump from your current level, let's say that may be at 25, to jump to 55, because that can cause many problems in itself. First being, it will be challenging to maintain. If you work on your vibration steadily and steadily, you develop the skill sets that you need in order to maintain that vibration. If you jump too fast and do not develop these skill sets, you are more prone to fall back into old habits because you won't be able to stay at this higher vibration because you are not used to it. So we advocate a slow and steady progression towards that which is who you are, towards health, towards abundance, towards love. Steady, steady, steady. The asking part of the equation is done consciously, subconsciously, as well as from collective. We do not focus much on the collective because you can raise your vibration beyond the collective vibrational thought about any subject. As such, we focus more on the conscious and, more importantly, the subconscious asking that you are doing. Your subconscious plays the major role in your asking. And again, because we are beings, because you are a vibrational being, your subconscious thoughts vibrate at a certain frequency. So in this example, if your thoughts about relationships, we shall say, are at a level of 30, then you call forth and you ask for relationships that are at a level of 30. However, you also set forth a vibrational level of asking for something that is of a higher vibration because you see the contrast of what you are asking for at 30 and you do not like it, and thus you call forth a desire for something more. In this example, we shall say at a level of 60. Now the key, as in everything in this vibrational matching universe, is to allow yourself to vibrate and maintain that vibration at a level of 60. That is the key. Allowing, allowing, allowing. You can do it. Allowing is letting go of resistance. It's letting go of the subconscious thoughts that tell you otherwise. It's letting go of the belief that you are not worthy of what you desire. It's letting go. It's allowing the energy to flow. It's all about the energy and the flow of the energy. Do not block it with your thoughts. One of the major issues or concerns that we see from our perspective is that most do not know when they are allowing and when they are resisting. That is key to consciously practicing the law of attraction. You must understand the difference, because if you do not, you shall continue along your path and continue to resist. The pivotal key of knowing whether you are allowing is through your feelings. Your feelings are the key. Are you feeling bad or are you feeling good? Those are our two predominant ways, the easiest ways we can explain it to you in order to help you understand whether you are allowing or resisting. Most people have trouble discerning whether they feel good or whether they feel bad. That, again, is mostly due to how you have been raised, to how society has trained you to be. As such, you are not in tune with your body. You don't understand how you feel in the most basic of senses. You are disconnected from your true essence. We will teach you. You will learn. Continue to follow us. Continue to delve more deeply into this. Now, you may think that we are only giving you bits and pieces at a time. But what we want you to do, again, is to practice a lifestyle change in which you steadily raise your vibration so that you can maintain it. If you are in fear that your physical form is dissipating and will not be here much longer unless you move fast, move faster, we want you to learn to allow and let go and relax into it. For that is the way. Trying to push too hard and too fast will inevitably cause resistance. We do not want this for you. You do not want this for you. Learn to go steadily. You have time. You have more time than you envision. You have to change your thoughts about it. Do not think that your time is near. Let it go and allow yourself to heal, because you can. We promise you. Again, continue to follow us, and we will help to guide you. In peace and love, I am. Thank you, I am, for that lovely message. Yes, the law of attraction. It's a very powerful concept. It really allows you to own your life and own every aspect of it, whether it's good by our perceptions or bad by our perceptions. It allows you to really take control of your life. That's one of the aspects that I enjoy about it the most. It's because I understand how I am creating every aspect of my life. There is no question on how things come to me. I can't blame other people. I mean, I can, but it won't truly be the reality of what I have manifested and what I have called forth. Knowing this really empowers me, and it empowers you if you want to embrace this type of lifestyle. Whether you believe it or not, the principles of the law of attraction are in place. And so, to me, it is to, at least it's to my advantage. I would say it's to everyone's advantage to like understand and these principles so that you can change your life. One of the things that I am mentioned was the feelings aspect. And that's definitely one of the
major aspects that I find for the clients that come to me is that they don't understand the differentiations in feelings. There's a disconnect between their thoughts and what they say and what they feel in their body. It's like we've been raised to believe that these feelings are associated with something else, and so you're disconnected to that. And so I work with them to really bridge that gap so they understand that when they say certain things or think certain things, they are feeling this way for a reason. These are signs. These are their intimate signs from their non-physical source that they are out of alignment. And if you don't understand that basic concept, you will miss how to navigate through this universe. You will not understand why all these things you're doing that you've been told to do by others to manifest what you want, why these things aren't happening, why you're missing that. Really key pivotal things to understand with the law of attraction. If you'd like to join me in the workshop where we delve more deeply into this, please come. We would love to have you there. If not for only that, there is much more to learn, but that is definitely a key aspect of practicing the law of attraction and manifesting what you would like. If you are on the road to consciously create health, then knowing when you are in alignment and when you are out of alignment is important. Are you telling yourself that you are sick and feeling bad? That propagates you feeling sick. Do you understand when you say certain things and you're feeling bad that you're not pointed in the direction of allowing, that you are resisting? That's key to healing yourself, healing your body, healing your mind is key to all of that. You just must understand it. And is we just go through a simple exercise that starts that process. This is not something you're going to learn overnight. You know, we teach it in the workshop, but you must practice it. You must practice being mindful and being grounded in your body so that you understand when you're out of alignment. One practical tip that I would like to give you is to ask your source right now, what is one mistake in the law of attraction that you are doing that you need to remedy now? Let it go and allow the answer to come to you. If you like, what you can do is you have your spiritual journal, you write that question down in it, and then you set a reminder to look at that question in a week. So that kind of helps you to let go of that question. So you're not like resisting the answer coming to you. It's like, oh, I'll just let it go and I'll come back to it in a week. And then you'll get your answer. You may get it in less than a week. You may get it right at that time your reminder goes off and your mind is open and then the answer comes to you. Just be open to however it comes, but it will come. Another thing that I would like to practice with you today is a guided meditation. This guided meditation will help you to feel, get grounded in your body, and allow the energy to flow. It's one of my favorite guided meditations called the Three Balls of Light or the Guided Meditation for Self-Healing. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Sit in a comfortable position. Place a relaxed smile on your face. Close your eyes. Relax. Breathe from your lower abdomen. As you inhale, your lower abdomen expands. As you exhale, your lower abdomen relaxes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now let's do a quick body scan. Starting from your feet, all the way to the top of your head. Pay particular attention to your lower back, your shoulders, and your jaw. If any of these areas need relaxing, take a moment and breathe into them. Inhale and exhale. Allow that area to relax. Inhale. Exhale. Allowing relaxation. Relax your shoulders. Bend your elbows to an approximate 90-degree angle. Place your hands together and rub them vigorously, keeping your shoulders and everything relaxed. We are building energy in your hands. Now spread your hands apart approximately 1 inch so that the palms are facing each other but not touching. Place your awareness on your hands. Bring your focus to your fingertips and the palms of your hands. Just notice if there are any sensations between the palms of your hands. Now inhale and spread your hands apart until you no longer feel that sensation. Exhale and bring your hands back to each other, but not touching. Inhale and spread them apart. Remember to keep your wrist, elbows, and shoulders relaxed. Exhale. Bring them back together. Do this for several more breaths. As you continue to do this, you may start to feel a sensation growing between your hands. Visualize this energy growing between your hands as a ball of light. Now, this ball of light can be any color or no color. It can also change colors. Allow the image of the ball to come to you. Inhale and expand this ball of light. Exhale and contract the ball of light. Inhale, expand. Exhale, contract. Inhale, expand the ball of light. Exhale, contract. Now imagine this same ball of light is now surrounding your entire body. As you inhale, this ball of light surrounding you expands. As you exhale, this ball of light contracts around you. Inhale and expand the ball of light around you. Exhale and contract it. Continue this visualization for a moment. Place your focus on your hands again as we create another ball of light. Inhale and expand the ball of light. Exhale and contract. Now this ball of light may be a different color than the first one or no color at all. That is okay. Allow the image of the ball of light to come to you. Again, inhaling and expanding the ball of light. Exhaling and contracting. Do that for a few more breaths. Remembering at any time you find your mind has wandered, come back to the visualization. You are now in the present moment. Now imagine this ball of light now surrounds your entire body. Inhale and expand the ball of light around your entire body. Exhale and contract it. Inhale. Exhale. Do this for several more breaths. Now return your awareness to your hands again. We are creating another ball of light. Inhale and expand the ball of light in your hands. Exhale and contract. This ball of light can be any color or no color. Allow the image of the ball of light to come to you. Inhale, expand the ball of light. Exhale and contract it. Now imagine this ball of light now surrounds your entire body. Inhale, expand the ball of light around your entire body. Exhale and contract it. Inhale. Expand the ball of light around your entire body. Exhale and contract it. Do this for several more breaths. As you continue to expand and contract the ball of light around your entire body, set your intention for what you desire to experience today. Now release the image of the ball of light, trusting that this ball of light surrounds you throughout the day. Now give thanks to five things for which you are grateful for today. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Namaste.
I hope you enjoyed that guided meditation and it helped you to feel the energy and get grounded in your body. If you would like to purchase that guided meditation, please visit our online store at seekwithinyou.com/store. This week it is available for 15% off. Thank you for joining me and I look forward to you coming back next week. And peace and love.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. If you would like to contact Shangela, please visit www.seekwithinyou.com. Have a great week.